Yes, Mr. Pinchback?
Yeah, listen, you know, we were told earlier in this, and you know, I'm just being blunt here, guys. We were told earlier in this process, in this meeting, that he was dropping this motion. And that, you dropped it from the original motion that you proposed for the process. You said that you would drop that,
That's exactly
what you said, my man. Okay. That was my understanding of it. I'm sure it was
that's the understanding
of other people.
That was also my understanding as well. I've had my hand up.
You misunderstood. That's
come
what
on, man. I misunderstood. All right, so
the parliament.
That sounds like a bait and switch.
Mr. Chair,
the parliamentarian would like
to speak. I object to this process.
Okay, all right, Ron. All right, we got Tatum.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I would like to clear up things. I love that. So, Tony's motion, the second part of his motion was withdrawn. Tony is bringing this up now as a new motion, brand new motion.
Hey, Mr. Tatum, with all due respect, sir, no. I know exactly what he's doing. Okay. But what I'm saying is that in the spirit, and what I'm saying is that we accepted in the spirit of what he said that he was going to drop that motion from his original motion. That part was from his original motion. Okay. All right. I'm good.
Mr. Chair.
I'm good.
I think you misunderstood.
Mr. Chair.
Hey, Ms. Thomas, yes.
Yeah, I agree with Ron and Tony. I asked you a point of clarification. At the same time, yes, you're entitled to bring this up. Is Mr. Grimaldi still on the line? Because we would still need to hear from him. Might I suggest, Tony, that you postpone your motion and that you move that he be placed on the board at the beginning of next meeting? That's my suggestion, that we could finish. If he's not here to speak for himself, in any case, he wouldn't comply with the parameters we've already voted on.
He was on the line.
I know he was, but
he had an emergency in his home. He had to drop off. Did I say
it's tainting a process that doesn't need to be tainted? Okay, come on, please.
If we hadn't taken so long in the meeting, he would have still been on the line, maybe, but. Let's vote. Let's vote whether to do this now or to do it the next meeting.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Not withdrawn, though.
Point of order, please, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to say that I believe and I'm pretty sure, that Tony did say that he was not going to, go forward with this one tonight. And I thought he was doing it in the interest of time. So I really believe that if we're going to take a vote, we can take a vote, but I say we it should be delayed until the next meeting because
there's a motion on the floor.
He did withdraw that motion.
Motion on the floor.
He said, I'm willing to withdraw that if we go forward with this one. And that's what happened.
Motion on the floor.
I also said I was going
to make
the motion later.
Right.
Nobody heard me say that?
No, you did not, sir.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
I understood you were decoupling.
Some people heard, and some people say they didn't hear. That's what's going on.
Okay, well, Tony, we're going to,
whatever the board wants to do.
Mr. Chair,
there's
a motion on the floor. It's not a matter of what the board wants to do. There's a motion on the floor.
Okay, the chair did not acknowledge you. Will you please stop talking until you get permission from the chair?
Yeah. Tony, what we're going to do, since it's causing some confusion, half say yes, half say no, we're going to go ahead and hold that motion and move on so we can go to executive session.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's really not how you resolve a motion that's on
exactly.
the floor.
Exactly.
You have to vote on it, up or down.
Okay, well, let's vote on the motion since
the point. Excuse me, I've had my hand up.
Okay, I didn't see
it. I have asked for a point of clarification.
Go ahead, Lucy.
One, I feel as if this was a bait and switch.
Yeah.
I feel as if we have waited to many board members are no longer on the call. I feel as if this is very similar to what is happening at the Supreme Court. And there is reason to rush this. And it should be on the agenda for our next meeting.
There was a motion and it was seconded. We need the vote. Bottom line. Ask Mr. Tatum.
Chair to the stack.
Thomas O'Rourke.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, Vanessa. Thomas, real quick.
All right, I'm going to move that this motion be postponed.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
I'm moving that a substitute motion to be postponed. Tony, if it's voted down, is Grimaldi going to, Grimaldi has not complied with the stipulations yet. We haven't heard from him.
Night Wolf to the stat.
Vanessa was before you, Night Wolf.
No, that's okay. Thomas' motion to postpone is, I'm good.
Okay. Night Wolf.
I just happen to know for a fact that Grimaldi is a member of the station and Pacifica. He paid his dues about 2 months ago, and that he has in-depth knowledge of how the LSB is supposed to run because he worked for WPFW for years.
Vanessa, back to the stack.
So he's qualified.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. We have to hear that for ourselves. Each person has to make that determination for themselves in terms of the acceptability of a candidate and not through someone else.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not trying to make it through someone else. I'm just
you are the
know
someone
what
else.
I happen to.
Okay.
You know, I'm really sick of all this.
All right, Mr. Chair, let's get control of this. Let's go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Tony, can we withdraw that motion and wait to next in November?
We need to vote on it. No.
Mr. Tatum, okay. What do you say?
Right. The motion's on the floor, Mr. Tatum, and it's been seconded. Do we have to vote?
There's 100 things you can do when a motion's on the floor. One of them would be to discuss the motion. And that's what you all seem to be doing, which is fine. You can amend the motion and put somebody else's name in that place. Thomas O'Rourke's motion to postpone to the next meeting didn't get seconded. So there are thousands of things you can do.
Well, I seconded his motion.
Absolutely.
But did the chair recognize it? That's a key issue.
Do you have to be recognized for a second? Nobody ever gets recognized for a second. You just say second.
No, back up a little bit, Vanessa, because I'm not talking about what you're talking about. I'm talking about the chair has to recognize that someone made a motion. You don't have to be recognized to second
he
a motion.
Was recognized. He was recognized and he made a motion.
You misunderstood me, Ron, stop for just a second. Ron, just please stop for just a second because I'm explaining something to the whole board that you do not have to be recognized to second a motion, but the chair has to recognize that a person seconded the motion. That's the misunderstanding we got. Why are we doing this?
Well, he just didn't hear me because I seconded
it. That's what I'm saying. We're on the same page.
No, I'm not on that page. I seconded the motion, and this is the first I'm hearing that the chair has to recognize that this is the first of the many times this has happened.
Somebody try to explain it to her. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the chair did not hear the second. I'm not saying that you have to be recognized to second a motion. I'm not saying that.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear the second motion.
Thank you.
Okay, so point of order, please, Chair. Point of order.
And by the way, Vanessa has had too many recognitions in a row, Chair.
Point of order, Chair.
Vanessa.
What
rule? Not your decision.
Point of order. Thank you.
What rule has been broken?
The point of order is that the parliamentarian previously said when Tony made a motion that if discussion on that motion had already started, it was the same as if it had been seconded.
Right.
And that was in a previous meeting when Tony made a motion.
And that's called an assumed second. Got it.
Exactly. So this is what this is, assumed.
That's not a point of order because somebody said they made the second. So that's moot. That's a moot point. Somebody said they did second.
Your rule still applies. That's moot. To the rule.
I see that we're all getting a little testy and irritable. It's getting late.
Yeah, so I would like to make a motion that we postpone the executive session to next month.
Second.
Third.
I'm not willing to talk anymore.
We haven't made a decision on the motion on the floor.
Right. Point of order. Mr. Chair, can we just go to a vote whether we're going to deal with this tonight or next week?
Okay, can we take a vote on dealing with this next month?
That's a response motion.
Yes. Next month, yes or no? Okay. Wayne Bruce, yes or no?
This is Tony's motion.
This is Tony's motion.
What is Grimaldi's motion, right?
Yes.
No. What are we voting on, please?
Point of order.
What about my motion to table?
Chairman, will you please tell people not to speak until you have called upon them? Please.
Okay. Where were we? We were... Thomas O'Rourke.
I believe my motion to table or postpone, excuse me, should take precedence before the original motion.
Okay.
I believe. That's right, John.
Let's vote on tabling this or to go on with the vote.
Postpone it.
Yes or no? Wayne Bruce.
For tabling.
No, yes? don't use the word table.
Schedule. Postpone.
Postpone.
Just got to end.
Could you state the vote, please, so we aren't confused?
May I do it, Mr. Chair, for the parliamentarian?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, please.
The motion that's made and seconded is to postpone Tony's motion to the next meeting.
Exactly.
Agreed.
And make sure that everyone knows that Tony's motion involves Ramon Grimaldi's,
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes or no? Wayne Bruce.
Yes. In favor of Pope.
Marcia, she's not there. Donna, yes. Craig Hall.
He dropped off. He said good night.
Julie dropped off.
Sabu. Tony.
No.
Do we have quorum?
Yes.
We do?
Kathleen.
I vote, I'm sorry, yes to postpone the motion. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
That's all.
Okay, Arthur, cool, it's cool. Arthur?
Yes.
Jay Winter?
No.
Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes, I vote yes for my motion.
Lucille?
Yes, postpone.
Martha?
No.
Ron?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Maskila?
No.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Tim Willard?
Tim? Tim is gone too.
Dennis Williams?
Yes.
Lewis Wolf?
No.
Five no's and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10 yeses to postpone Tony's motion.
Did you call the chair?
The vote was to postpone. Oh, chair, what did you say?
I would say no.
Okay, that's six. Okay, the yes is still one. To postpone Tony's motion.
Okay.
Now we go to the original motion.
Wait a minute. What? No, that's it. Okay, next is the executive session. Okay. Are you going to have it or are you postponing it?
I move to postpone.
Second. Okay. All right, and then an adjournment. Chair.
Any objections?
Move to adjourn.
Okay, we second. Need to, it was, I wanted to have some discussion, but it's late and I wanted to have the discussion concerning the other motions, but I'm at this point it's 11:30. So I think I've been out, this to vote on it, I guess, real quick to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Any objections?
Objection. Kathleen, a point of information.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Do we have to wait to have our executive session until our next LSB meeting? Or are we allowed to schedule an executive session before a month from now? I think the motions that we have put into executive session are very important ones, and I'm concerned that we have to wait another month to consider them. So I'm asking, why can't we schedule a special session?
Somebody who's been here try to be a pinchback?
No, I'd like to speak on that. I have my hand raised. Thank you. I don't think we should schedule a special session because people are busy. People are busy with their lives. We have planned for the second Wednesday of each month to be on this call. When you schedule a different session, it interferes with people's lives, okay? And they may not be able to make that. So I think that we should do it in November at our regularly scheduled meeting. If we need to start a half hour earlier, maybe we can do that. But I don't think that we need to do it a different day.
Okay. Okay, so there were several motions left on the table. Several, I think Malloy had two. There was Lewis's thing with the letter.
I had three, actually.
Okay, so the chair will, we will adjourn with the stipulation.
Wait, there are no other comments about scheduling a special session? Muskie Law is the only one
who gets a comment, and Wayne Bruce has a comment.
All right, thank you.
Arthur and Wayne, next. Go ahead, Arthur.
Okay, I would like to say that the LSB has had additional meetings. There's nothing set in stone. It's just mandatory that we meet once a month. We can meet more than that if we deem it necessary. So there have been times where the LSB has met more than one times a month. If the chairperson or has voted that we deem that it's necessary, and I agree that it is necessary in this particular case, that we should have at least have a meeting within the next 2 weeks. If we do 2 weeks, that gives everybody plenty of time to make an adjustment to be present for that meeting. So that's no
excuse. And that meeting would be to discuss the motions that we didn't get to tonight.
There would be no
reports and none of that.
No, it's an executive session.
Thank you.
And it would be called a special meeting, but we have to have it within a certain amount of time. Sorry for calling out, but
Wayne, go ahead. Wayne,
I just want to say that we should have an executive session. Just what what our McLeod said, that we should have an executive session. But, I mean, and that could take up somebody's time in their schedule, but also a five-hour meeting is taking up people.
Tell me about it.
So this, I mean, we can have a two-hour meeting and another two-hour meeting, but a five-hour meeting is brutal. And any organization you've ever been in, or
never.
You were
never.
Welcome to Pacifica. Welcome to Pacifica. That's what they do.
Night Wolf Stack.
Jonathan Stack, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Musk. Night Wolf.
Okay. And Jonathan Stack as well.
Okay. Night Wolf and Don.
There's some hands up, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Night Wolf.
Okay. Yes. I would like to make a motion that this executive session be in November for the regular meeting and not take up other people's time, everybody's time, to do something special. We're in a COVID situation, and we're also right in the middle of election.
I second that.
Okay. Donna was up next.
Okay, thank you. You said Donna? Quickly.
Yeah.
All right. I plan my time. If we were able to manage ourselves during our regular LSB meetings, I could say, okay, maybe we could extend. But these meetings are too long. I totally agree with Muscula. We set aside this day. I know I'm going to be here for the duration, and I'm totally committed to that. I think it's too much to ask to schedule another time. It may be easier for some than for others. But for me, no, it's not. I think we need to discipline ourselves at these LSB meetings in terms of how many times we speak and getting the agenda straight so that we quickly get through approving. And last point, it's on us to read the materials that Ellen sent. It's our responsibility to do that and not to come to the meeting unprepared. I think that's very disrespectful to come unprepared. And it's just a sign of how busy we are. So that's my point.
That is an ongoing occurrence with people not seeing emails and stuff. So, Tony?
Yeah. I think Ron was ahead of me.
Oh, bench back?
You ready?
Can you hear me? Go ahead, distinguished gentleman from the state of Virginia.
Oh, man. Listen, I think we're all a little
worn out.
I have to concur that having an executive session, you know, in a couple of weeks is not a good idea for a variety of reasons.
Okay, thank you.
Just to remind folks, we're also in a players drive right now. Okay. So we really need to kind of focus some of that energy on that too. That's it.
Okay.
Chair, I move to adjourn.
I move to adjourn this meeting. I can't second that. Okay.
You got two people. You, Thomas.
Okay.
You ain't gonna finish.
Okay.
And Vanessa too. I was on the stack too.
Okay.
Do we really have such important things to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Vanessa.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
So I just wanted to piggyback on what Arthur said in terms of when it's important enough that we make the time to have a special meeting. It's happened before, and it's up to us to make that happen again. And I think the issues that Kathleen's putting on the table are important. I think it's the nature of the beast, both all the LSPs and the PNB, that the meetings run long. They just do. The PNB meetings end sometimes at 12:30 a.m., although they do start at 8:30. That's a little different.
I got it. Good
but
night.
So no matter what time we start, it's going to run long, and then there's going to always be another reason to say, well, let's not have the executive session because we're ending late. It's very difficult to control the length of these meetings. It's very difficult to do that. So for that reason, I support having a special meeting so we can, and that threatens to be a lengthy debate as well. So deal with the business at hand and have the meeting.
Okay. Any more comments?
Yes. The parliamentarian would like to make a comment.
Okay. Then Tony.
Yeah.
Tony better go first.
Hey, go ahead, Tony.
I just wanted to say that these items that are up for executive session, I don't see the urgency of requiring a special meeting. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Tatum?
Yeah, I wanted to get some confusion out of the way about the difference between an executive session and a special meeting. Special meeting only applies to an open meeting. There's no such a thing as a special executive board's meeting. What you do when you want an executive session, you just vote to have it and set the date and the time. It's not anything special about it. It is a separate meeting. So there is a motion on the floor right now to, and it's been seconded, to have the executive session at the regular time. That's the motion. If you're discussing anything else, then you're off topic. And besides that, one more thing, and I'm finished for the night. And that is, a motion was made to adjourn. That motion was seconded. There is absolutely no debate after that second has been made. You go directly to the vote on the adjournment. If the adjournment fails, then you can go backwards.
But yeah,
let me finish so you can disagree with the whole thing instead of halfway through. So once the vote is taken to adjourn and it passes, anything that was on the floor goes directly to unfinished business at the next meeting.
I have discussed the fact that the chair has the ability to disregard a motion to adjourn if the chair feels it is for the purpose of disrupting business. I've laid this out in an email, and I've asked for the parliamentarians' comments on these other options. Thank you.
And may I rebuttal, Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
The chair, the case that Kathleen just stated is not the case tonight. The case tonight is that the chair recognized someone. That someone made a motion to adjourn. Someone else seconded it. End of story.
Yeah, well, I disagree, and I've laid it out. Okay,
Thanks.
Yes. All right. I recognize, I said on everybody's comment, I asked that this meeting be adjourned. Until the November meeting.
Point of order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good night.
Point of order.
Yeah, Vanessa?
Chair, we need to vote on that.
Okay, all those in favor of adjourning?
Is there any objections? Are there any objections?
Yes.
Yes.
For the night owls, yeah.
Okay, so we'll go to a vote. Wayne Bruce?
Yes.
Okay. Marsha, she's not here. Donna Grimes? Not there. Craig Hall?
Gone.
Craig Hall?
He's gone.
Julie?
Gone.
Tony?
Yes.
Kathleen?
Let me see. I'm abstaining, I guess.
Okay. Arthur?
No.
Jay Winter? Jay Winter?
Yes.
Okay, now what you're voting on is to adjourn. right?
Correct.
Okay. Tom, I want to make sure everybody knows. Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes.
Lucille?
She's still here, I think.
Yes.
Okay, Martha?
Marty's coming.
Martha? Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yep.
Eileen?
She's gone too. She left.
Okay. Maskila?
Yes.
Vanessa?
No.
Tim Willard?
Been gone.
Dennis Williams?
Yes.
Lewis Wolf?
Yes.
Sabu?
Abstain.
Okay, the yes is when you're going to adjourn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 2 no's. So it's adjourned.
Have a wonderful evening. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. And please, y'all, for November, make it, you know, after we'll be voting and everything, make it just wonderful. Make it special in November, okay?
And I just want to make a note that November the 11th is a holiday. The next meeting is on Veterans Day, so I'm just saying.
So do people have problems with that?
Oh, that was your birthday or something.
Maybe we could talk about that another time. Let me not start that. Okay, everybody have a wonderful, safe, wear those masks, wash your hands, and social distance. Take care.
All right, talk
to you. Thank you, Madam Secretary.
All right, Malloy. All right, Jack.
See ya.
I do like sound like a mother. Okay, take care. Nighty-night.
Nighty-night.